Please find a Bible and open it, if you will, to the book of 1 John and the 4th chapter. Why did God make mothers? Obviously, it was for perpetuation of the human race. But I wonder if He also had something else in mind. Most of us want to love God. Most of us find this a little bit difficult, to love somebody whom you have never seen, whom you have never touched. So God has a plan of helping us understand what He is like and what His love is like. And the name of the plan is Mother. Mother love is the closest thing we know to godly love. Mother tucked her wee little son into bed, flicked out the light, and turned around to leave the room. The little boy started to whimper. "Don't leave me in the dark." Mother came back and sat on the edge of the bed, and she said, "But you're not alone. God is here." "I know God is here, but I want somebody with a face." Mother love puts a face on God-like love. The plan isn't perfect because mothers aren't perfect. And if your mother was an exceptionally imperfect one, you still have the opportunity of becoming acquainted throughout your lifetime with a lot of wonderful, wonderful, loving mothers. So our emphasis this morning is going to be that mother love helps us understand God's love. You want to love God more? You will understand God's love better through mother love. Mother love helps us understand God's love. I want to suggest some things that Mother teaches us about godly love. First of all, both Jesus and Mother offered their lives so that you might live. 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. We might live through Jesus. Both Jesus and Mother offered their lives so that we might live. 58 years ago, I walked up the steps with my very pregnant wife on the way to deliver her baby at Portland Sanitarium. I was scared to death. She seemed calm as though she was just going out to lunch. I was worried she was anticipating. She just longed to hold that little one in her arms. Because, you see, she loved him already. I was a little bit more like Peter, who went berserk in the Garden of Gethsemane and flashing his sword around. He couldn't understand how Jesus could so calmly walk up to that murderous mob. It was because He loved you already. Jesus and Mother both gave their lives so that you might live. In Liège, Belgium, during the Second World War, they dropped some robot bombs, did terrible, terrible destruction. And they started to clean up the mess afterward, and they heard a faint cry way, 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 way down in the wreckage somewhere. There was a baby that was alive. And so they started to dig and they started to pull and they started to saw and they started to pull the debris away. It took them first day, second day, third day, and it wasn't until the fourth day that they finally got down to the level where they saw the story unfolded before them. Over the top of the crying baby was the body of a dead mother. The story was very obvious. When the timbers had started to fall, she had thrown her body across her little baby. She not only protected it from harm, her body warmed the little one for 4 days. He was perfectly all right, except he had an awful hunger. His life was saved by the life of a loving mother. John Masefield wrote, "O Mother, when I think of thee, 'tis but a step to Calvary." Both Jesus and Mother offered their lives so that you might live. And then I'd like to suggest that both Jesus and Mother hate what hurts you. Mother love is gentle and tender and vicious. There is no love more vicious than mother love. Young people, see if I can drop a little Rudyard Kipling on you. Kipling wrote, "When the peasant meets the he-bear in his pride, he shouts to scare the monster, who will often turn aside. But the she-bear, thus accosted, rends the peasant tooth and nail, for the female of the species is more vicious than the male." All of you who've been around the Oregon woods know never, 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 ever, even on a Sabbath afternoon, get between a mother bear and her cubs. That's when bears are most dangerous. Mother love is vicious. Why? Because she's protecting her cub. She is protecting her child. Turn, if you will, to the book of Mark and the third chapter. It's the story of Jesus in the synagogue. And here was a man with a withered hand. And people were taking advantage of this poor fellow with the withered hand. And the blessed Jesus, meek and mild, got mad. Mark 3 and verse 5. "He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored." Some of us may have difficulty believing that Jesus could get angry. But there are a couple of instances that specifically say that Jesus did feel anger. Now, nobody ever did anything to Jesus to make him angry. They belittled him. They taunted him. They spit in his face. They whipped him. They drove nails through his hands. They hung him on a cross. And he turned his eyes toward heaven and said, "Father, forgive them." But he felt quite hot anger when one of his children was abused. This is very important basic theology. We hear some strong things about the harsh judging God. God hates sin, but He does not hate sinners. God's hates sin with a vicious anger But when you sin, He is not angry with you. He's angry with the sin because just like the mother bear, the sin hurts His child. And that brings God's vicious anger. Both Jesus and mother hate what hurts you. Both Jesus and mother stay by when everyone else lets you down. Let's turn over to John, the story of the crucifixion. In John, the 19th chapter, just a very few poignant words from John 19 and verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood His mother. People had rejected Him. The Romans had crucified Him. The disciples had run away from Him. It seemed like the Father had forsaken Him. Jesus knows how it feels to be let down. And so do you. Someone, in some way, somewhere, has let you down just as they let Jesus down. And it's going to happen to you again. Please remember that like a mother, Jesus will stay near your cross when others let you down. Because both Jesus and mother stay by when everyone else lets us down. Then I would like to observe the fact that both Jesus and mother see good in you when others don't. Boys and girls, it's kind of a silly story, but it's really become an Americanism of the soldiers on parade and mother standing and watching. And here go the soldiers by, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. All except John. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And mother turns to someone standing near her and says, "Everybody's out of step but my son John." Now that's not just funny, that's true. That's the way mothers see their children. And Jesus is like mothers in that He sees good in us when others don't. Look at Matthew, the 4th chapter. Matthew chapter 4. And here we have the calling of the disciples. And let's begin with verse 18 of Matthew 4. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed Him. Going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. Lord, you've got to be kidding. You're going to found your church on these uneducated, independent, who have never really amounted to anything? Jesus saw good when others didn't. And as we look at the story, we see here impetuous Peter and timid Andrew and those hot-headed Zebedees. But Jesus saw good. And when others see nothing in you that is worthwhile, remember that Jesus sees good in you. And when these plain fishermen left their nets and followed the Lord, He did great things through them. And He sees some good in you, and He has a plan for you. And if you will let Him, He will lead you to some place where you can serve and make a great contribution for your Lord. Both Jesus and Mother see good in you when others don't. Both Jesus and Mother keep loving you even when you neglect them. Young people, we won't take time to turn to it, but there is one great Mother's Day text in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, which says, "Do not despise or neglect your mother when she is old. Do not neglect your mother when she is old." Good mothers give their children both roots and wings. They give their children roots so that they will have safety and security. They give their children wings to set them free and help them fly. About a block from our house, there is a city park. And about two-thirds of that park is a fenced-in area, a wildlife refuge. And it attracts ducks, wading birds, toads and frogs, and lots of geese. I walk by that park nearly every day on my constitutional and always like to see what's going on. One day, I saw it. I had been anticipating it and talking to my wife about it. And sure enough, Mother Goose had built a nest. And she filled it with eggs. And there she sat on her own little island in the middle of that pond. There she sat and sat and sat and sat. Day after day, week after week, wind and storm and sun, and no matter what came her way, there she sat. Father probably didn't have a clue. He stayed close by because geese are stronger than humans. They mate for life. And he was always nearby, but he didn't really make much contribution. Almost never would I see her off the nest. And then one day, finally, I was tired of watching. She must have been awful tired of sitting. Here were six little yellow fluff balls following her around the pond. And she taught them how to graze. She scared away any other bird that got anywhere nearby. She showed them how to swim. And they followed her everywhere she went, never really giving her a moment's peace for a while. And then they became teenagers. And they got more independent. And they followed a little further off and a little more independently. And finally, those yellow fluff balls will turn gray as the wings grow. One day, they will fly away and neglect Mother totally. I don't know how you do it, mothers. As soon as you get them up to where they amount to something, they fly off. It's sad that when we approach independence, we are inclined to neglect those that got us there. And you know, along with independence from Mother comes almost invariably the temptation toward independence from Jesus. But please remember that both Jesus and mother will still love you even if you neglect them. But it's a terrible thing to say about us as human beings. It's a sign that seems to me of total self-centeredness to neglect your mother or your Savior just because they'll love you anyway. And it should be to us as individuals a sign of our own self-centeredness. Remember, no self-centered people are going to be in heaven. And this Mother's Day, don't forget, Jesus and Mother are alike in that they always love hearing from you. And if there is one soul in this great congregation who has neglected Jesus, remember, He still wants you back, because Jesus and Mother will go on loving you even when you neglect them. And one more thing, both Jesus and Mother will try anything to save you. Boys and girls, over in Exodus, the second chapter, you know the story. You've heard it, I think, many times. Exodus 2, beginning with the first verse, "Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. The baby's name was Moses. The mother's name was Jochebed. And I have a sneaking suspicion that Father Amram thought the whole thing was a silly scheme. But the point is that Mother will try anything to save her child. Jesus is like mothers. He will try anything to save His child. And when He leads you north and you want to go south, He does it only to save you. When He allows you to go down when you want to go up, it's only because He wants to save you. And when He lets you be poor when you'd much rather be rich, it's only because He wants to save you. And when He allows you poor health when you want so much to be robust, remember, it's only because He wants to save you. Because Jesus and mothers will try anything to save you. Well, mothers aren't perfect, and so mother love is not perfect. But it's the closest thing we know to God's love. You want to love God, you need to understand better what God's love is like. And you begin understanding His love by looking at mother love. Both have offered their lives so that you might live. Both hate whatever hurts you because they love you. Both will stay by you when everybody else lets you down. Both will see good in you when others don't. Both will keep on loving you even when you neglect them. And both will do anything to save you. In Scotland, a young woman got tired of home and mother, left home, went into the dark streets of the city of Edinburgh. And there her life spiraled down. She became so desperate, life seemed so vicious to her, she decided that she would end it. But before she committed suicide, she decided she would make one more trip out to the suburbs where she had grown up, where her mother still lived. It was in the wee hours of the morning that she finally walked past the old place. There was a light that was burning. Something was wrong. The door was open. Hesitantly, she walked up to the door and she spoke out rather quietly at first, "Mother, Mother, Mother," until finally, crippled old Scottish mother came limping out. And her face just broke out in sunshine. "Maggie, Maggie, is it really you?" Maggie said, "Mother, how come the door is open?" "Maggie, every day and every night since you left, that door has been left open because I wanted you to know that I wanted you back." Praise the Lord this morning. If you have left your mother's dreams for you, if you have left your Savior's side, the door is open. He's just waiting for you to step through it. He is waiting to welcome you with open arms. Why not come home this morning, right now? Let's pray. Father, thank you for mother love. Thank you for every one of the mothers in our congregation. Thank you for this mother love that teaches us so much about how you love us. Thank you for doing everything possible to save us. Thank you for leaving the door of salvation open. May each one of us step through it this morning and be at home with you is our closing prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.